USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading with news about two sets of negotiations, one that's continuing and one that's broken off. On the former, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is hoping to get a border security deal together to prevent another government shutdown, and they're hoping to be able to vote on it tomorrow.
We'd like to get something done, as you said earlier, by Monday so we can get it done. A proposal to put to the floor on Monday so we can get it done by the end of the week.
That's Republican Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, who also says he believes President Trump might accept a compromise if it gives him at least some funding for a southern border wall. Meanwhile, in Denver, negotiators walked out of talks last night between teachers and the Denver Public Schools. It appears teachers will now go on strike starting tomorrow. The teachers want $8 million more in salary and benefits than the school district is offering. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
She announced a few weeks ago in a video, but yesterday, U.S. Senate Democrat from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, made her official announcement that she's running for the White House in her home state at a rally where she stayed true to the issues and opinions and views that she's known for.
The rich and powerful seem to break the rules and pay no price. No matter what they do, they grow richer and more powerful. Bailouts for bankers that cheat. Tax cuts for companies that scam. Subsidies for corporations that pollute. That's what a rigged system looks like. Too little accountability for the rich, too little opportunity for everyone else.
Senate Democrat from Minnesota Amy Klobuchar is expected to enter the 2020 presidential fray today. U.S.-backed forces in Syria launching an attack now against the last ISIS stronghold in Syria, a small area in the eastern part of that country near the Iraqi border. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Virginia's Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is now asking the FBI to investigate two sexual assault allegations made against him by two women. Fairfax issued a statement on Saturday strongly denying their accounts, saying his encounters with the two in the early 2000s were consensual. A number of leading Democrats and the state party, though, are all pushing for Fairfax to resign. The average refund on tax returns so far this year, according to the government, is down about 8% from last year. Refunds averaging about $1,900. At the same point last year, it was more than $2,000. It's the first year that the Republican-led tax overhaul of 2017 is impacting returns. Officials say there could be many reasons for the smaller refunds. For example, they say workers may have decreased the amount of money that they had withheld in light of those tax cuts. The average American taxpayer did receive a refund of about $2,700 last year. And now 81-year-old retired sportscaster Warner Wolf is facing a felony criminal charge after allegedly prying letters off of a sign at the entrance to his Florida neighborhood. It seems Wolf took issue with the fact that Classics Plantation Estates featured the word plantation, which he says recalls a time when there was slavery. He says the word is racist. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.